You're listening to today's inspirational message on the Proverbs with Kurt Bjorklund.
So a while ago, I was going to the refrigerator in my house to get something to put on a bagel. I looked and I saw what I thought was cream cheese. There were a couple packs near the butter that had that silver lining that or packaging that often goes with cream cheese. And so I pulled it out and I was ready to slather it on this bagel. And I realized it was a little more greasy, grimy than what I expected cream cheese to be like. And so just before I started to slather it on, I turned over the label and I noticed that the label said Crisco. Now, Crisco is this stuff that you use to cook, and it is like preserved grease. I'm sure it's more technical than that, but it's something that you would not want on a bagel. But yet the packaging looked remarkably similar, and in my refrigerator, they were right next to each other. And so I grabbed the wrong one, thinking that I was getting what I wanted, when what I was getting was exactly what I didn't want. In a way, that's a description of evil. And discretion is the ability to see what is good and what is not good. Here's Proverbs chapter 2, verse 11. It says, "Discretion will watch over you. Understanding will guard you." So what does discretion do? It watches over you. It guards you. And then it's going to give us two different people that we're to understand are not healthy for us. It says here, those who are delivering you from the way of evil, from men of perverted speech. And then a little later, it'll talk about the forbidden woman. We'll talk about the forbidden woman tomorrow. Today, these men of perverted speech. And here's what we see about evil people. And again, the Proverbs aren't opposed to saying that this category exists. And here's what it says, and that is, there are those of perverted speech, and this phrase means topsy-turvy, upended from its proper place. And so people who we need to be leery of just saying they have good things to offer are those who say perverse things, those who are constantly chipping at what is good and right in their words. And then those who forsake the paths of righteousness, they travel forsaken paths. And the path of righteousness, again here, path of uprightness, means something that is clearly God's direction. So when people say things that don't line up with God and then do things that are antithetical to God, those are people for you to say, discretion tells me that these people will not help me find my way in wisdom. And then verse 14, they rejoice in doing evil, delight in the perverseness of evil. So they rejoice in what God calls sin. And this is a challenge, again, because in our culture, so often we don't want to define sin. We don't want to say anything but that anything's wrong. But here's what this is saying, and that is, when somebody gets to the point where their heart is so hardened that they will, in essence, say, I will rejoice and celebrate what the Bible calls sin. And the line I've used, I think I heard this once from John Piper, was that we dare not call good what the Bible calls sin. And whenever somebody calls good what the Bible calls sin, or rejoices in evil, the perverseness of evil, there's a sense in which that individual is somebody who's pointing us away from what's good and right. And then verse 15 says, men whose paths are crooked and who are devious in their ways. And paths are crooked, devious in their ways, points to just unclear in direction. Meaning the crooked path, that at times it appears to be going in the right direction, then it goes the other way. And devious means it might even be intentional. And so this is pointing to the fact that sometimes that which looks right and good may not be good because it's crooked, because it changes direction. So here's the picture. And that is that when you and I are trying to discern what is right and good, discretion will watch and guard us, but we need to be wise enough to say that when somebody says something, believe them. When they say, this is what I believe or where I'm at, believe them. When they celebrate what God calls sin, believe them. Believe your eyes when their path is taking them far from God, because what you're doing in some ways is you're reaching for what you think is cream cheese, and it's Crisco, and it will lead you somewhere you don't want to go.
Thanks for joining us here today. There's a lot of great content to explore on Orchard Hill Plus and on the Orchard Hill main feed from the weekend. Have a great day.